Questions and answers progress quickly during the one-hour lunchtime candidate forum featuring incumbent city council members Julie Isom and Judy Zenge and challenger Spencer Strasburg. The first question was whether the cruise industry in Ketchikan is big enough and does the community really need to expand the dock to serve larger ships. Strasburg says Ketchikan needs to maximize tourism in Ketchikan and get all the revenue it can out of the visitor industry. Isom and Zenge agree that the industry should be allowed to grow, but that growth will require some infrastructure improvements. A related question asked whether the city could prohibit stores from closing during the winter months. Isom says she would prefer to provide incentives for stores to remain open. Zenge says it would be nice to have all the downtown stores open in the winter, but
I think that the city already is, you know, decides too much about businesses. I think business owners know their business. I think it should be left up to them to make those decisions, not city council.
Strasburg says such a rule wouldn't make sense for seasonal tourist shops because the customers aren't here in the winter. An audience member asks why the candidates believe voters should choose them. Isom says it's because she doesn't have a platform.
I have no political aspirations. I don't want to do this as a career. And I hope that people remember that I will listen to all sides. I am open to listen to your side, another person's side, and then I'll make an educated decision from that.
Zenge says she's fair, willing to ask tough questions, and works hard. Strasburg says that while he isn't a single-issue candidate, he is the only person running with any direct knowledge and experience with cannabis. Strasburg owns a downtown business that offers marijuana paraphernalia, and he's been an outspoken advocate for legal pot sales. Marijuana was a recurring topic during the forum. An audience member directed a question at Strasburg about a video he put on his campaign Facebook page that poked fun at the other candidates and the council in general. Strasburg says he didn't mean to be malicious. It was merely a fun way to spread his message.
And I do want to take this moment to say I like the other candidates. I don't mean to make fun of the candidates. I'm making fun of what's being said. There's a lot of us that are really frustrated.
The video used clips from a recent Ketchikan City Council debate regarding limiting the number of retail marijuana stores in city limits. Those clips were combined with clips of goats bleating, along with other images and sounds. In response to the video, Zenge says stuff happens, and she prefers to rise above the issue.
Is it irritating? Yeah, it is a little bit, but not so much for what I said, but for God's sake, if you're going to put a video up of me, could you make me look a little thinner? I mean, you had all these special effects in there, and yet you failed to use the one that was the most important to me. I'm very disappointed. Otherwise, I'm good.
It's the very first time I've tried that app. I will look for the thin button.
Isom says the video is funny unless you're the target of the jokes, and she felt targeted. She says the video was misleading and took some of her comments out of context. The council did approve a limit of 2 stores within the city. Isom, who previously supported a limit, argued during that meeting and again at the chamber forum against any limit. She says she changed her mind and believes the market can determine how many stores the city needs. However, Isom did eventually vote in favor of the 2-store limit. Zenge says she wants to start with a limit of 2 stores because pot is a brand new industry and she doesn't know yet how it will affect other businesses. Strasburg says the community needs at least 6 licenses available, 2 for downtown to serve the tourist industry, 2 elsewhere for local residents, and 2 licenses available but not issued in case demand goes up. Another submitted question asked whether the candidates support the continued sale of pornography through the city-owned Ketchikan Public Utilities Telecommunication Division's cable service. Each candidate noted that pornography is legal and they would not vote to ban it from the cable service. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.